Bill?
What?
How's it going?
Our trip to Batavia's Moon Java Coffee Shop also provided an opportunity to catch up with Genesee County writer Bill Kaufman. He's written several books, hundreds of nationally published articles, and a screenplay, and he loves to talk about the greatness of his home region. That was certainly the case on this day, as he discussed the man who predated Chris Collins in Congress by three decades, Barber Conable.
Historically, Batavia has been tied to the east in redistricting. So Mr. Conable's district included the western Rochester suburbs and part of the city. After the 1990 redistricting, we were appended to the eastern suburbs of Buffalo. And therein, of course, lie one of the problems, because we've had a series of ethically dubious congressmen rammed down our throats by the Erie County Republican machine.
Barber Conable grew up on a dairy farm in Wyoming County, went to Cornell, fought at Iwo Jima, before becoming a Batavia lawyer. After serving in the state Senate, he spent 20 years in Congress, earning a distinction as one of the best representatives of his time. He later was named president of the World Bank. He died in 2003.
One of the criticisms right now in this particular race for this 27th district of Mr. Collins is that he's not making himself accessible to the public in a widespread fashion. He's not talking to some members of the media that he has traditionally spoken with. He's not agreed to any debates. Again, projecting, it's hard to say, but what would Barber Conable have thought of that?
I think he'd heartily disapprove. I mean, he was extremely accessible. As he was back in the district, I think on average 40 times a year. And whenever he was back, he would gather some of his cronies at Genesee Hardware in Batavia over coffee and donuts and chat about things just to kind of get a sense of what his hometown or adopted hometown thought of things.
Another question, would Barber Conable have been electable today? Bill Kaufman calls him an upstate Republican reflective of a different time. A fiscal conservative, he felt the government was too large and needed its power decentralized to local interests. Still, he and his wife Charlotte were feminist supporters. He was pro-choice.
It's as if, we sent the finest representative of our area, the embodiment, I think, of the genius of rural Western New York, to Congress to represent us. And then he came home upon his retirement. I mean, it was just, to me, it's just exemplary. Great admiration, one of the greatest men I ever knew.
It's also traditional. We usually do give a very substantially greater cut to individuals than to corporations. However, I think it's important to point out that of the total amount of income taxes collected, roughly 3/4 of it does come from individuals and 1/4 from corporations.
You can find almost anything on YouTube. And that was Barber Conable in 1978 on a panel discussing the pros and cons of President Carter's tax policies. The session is notable for its focus on ideas and respect for opinions. Without panelists shouting over each other, it seems almost unrecognizable today. It also centered on another of Barber Conable's legislative passions, the tax code.
And it was Barber Conable who wrote the provision in the tax law that made possible the proliferation of small craft breweries. And it was funny because toward the end of his life, I was talking to him about it, and he said, a lot of the things I accomplished, they're footprints in the sand almost, but I keep getting credit for this small brewery, this craft brewery thing. He said, I didn't even know what I was doing at the time. It was a favor for a constituent, and that's what I'm going to be remembered for?
Bill Kaufman, as always, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jay.